Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 97 for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Tuesday morning, following gains in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from $1.50 to $2.50 higher, with the November contract checking in at $472.30 a ton. That's up $2.50, while the January contract was checking in at $479.70 a ton. That's up $2.40. Cool, wet weather across Western Canada continues to cause worries for farmers about harvest delays and damage to the crop. However, ideas are circulating that tomorrow's USDA report will predict larger soy production in the U.S. Meantime, soybean planting in Brazil is ahead of schedule, and the Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which was weighing on canola. Canadian markets were closed Monday for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. In the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 2 cents lower. The most active November contract was at $9.54 a bushel. Traders are taking positions ahead of tomorrow's USDA report, which will almost certainly be a bearish one. Commercial selling is steady, which added to the downside. There is some technical resistance as well. U.S. harvest progress is expected to be in the 45 to 50% complete range in this afternoon's crop progress report. Corn was a cent lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.42 a bushel. Corn continues to trade in a narrow range ahead of tomorrow's report. No one seems exactly sure what the USDA will say, but it likely won't have any drastic changes one way or the other. Resistance is being pegged at $3.46 a bushel on the charts right now. There is some momentum building below that, however, which means a rally could be coming this week. Short covering was a feature of this morning's activity. U.S. wheat was slightly higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.06 a bushel. Speculators are looking for bargains. Poor Canadian weather continues to be an issue, with lower than average crop quality due to the poor conditions. Weekly U.S. inspection numbers are expected to show strong demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 11th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.